And so the Lord presents these two realities before us, and they are actually complementary to the other. One is to receive as a child. The second is to violently take by force. One of the surest ways to increase the voice of the Lord in your life, to increase the spirit of revelation on our lives, is to obey what you know. Obedience actually is what attracts the voice of God for fresh things. And so we're going to read two stories, and these two stories are as different as can be. One is with a rich young ruler, and the other is Jesus talking to about children. So let's just jump right in here, verse 15. Luke 18, verse 15. Then they also brought infants to him that he might touch them. But when the disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them to him and said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it." I always, or not always, but frequently, I will teach the contrasting passage to this. Do you understand truth is held in tension of things that seem to contradict, but they don't, they actually complement? When you understand the two sides of the same coin, they actually complement one another. They don't rob from one another. And in this particular case, we have Jesus commanding his disciples, "Stop rebuking the parents that are bringing me their kids. Let them come to me." And then he goes on and he gives us a magnificent understanding of the nature of the kingdom of God. He says, "Allow them to come to me, because if you don't receive the kingdom as a child, you can by no means enter." So think about this. You can only enter what you've received. Contrast that with Matthew 11, where there's progress in the kingdom, there's entrance in the kingdom through the violence of faith. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. So here on one hand, we have this aggressive posture of faith, and on the other hand, we have children that just simply receive. As is the custom of believers throughout history, is we tend to camp on one of the other instead of realizing that they represent seasons, they represent circumstances, where there are times where if you sit and wait for something to be brought to you, you'll be waiting till you die, because it will not come. There are certain things in our life that require a fight. And I am finding more and more believers, because of an entitlement type culture that we are a part of, it's just all around us, the instant gratification, all the stuff that's just a part of American culture, there are fewer and fewer people that are willing to contend and fight for things that there would be breakthrough. And so the Lord presents these two realities before us, and they are actually complementary to the other. One is to receive as a child. The second is to violently take by force. It's violence in the kingdom is the expression of faith. Whenever the Lord is highlighting a situation and or a season to you where you obtain through the violence of faith, it's because he's wanting you to learn your authority. But when he wants you to be still and receive by faith, to receive as a child, then he's wanting you to learn your identity. And there are seasons where the thing that's on his mind is authority. And that's what he wants us to know, is how to use the authority that he's given to us. And then he switches it in the very next week, and all of a sudden we have to be in a place of rest. We try to fight and get breakthrough and obtain this and obtain that. We confess, we declare, we march, we fast, we wave our flags, our tambourines, and every other Christian toy known to mankind. We use them to bring breakthrough, and nothing happens. Because until we discover who we are and come into a place of rest in that identity, nothing is released to us. So these are two different seasons and two different approaches to the kingdom. How do you know what season you're in? Well, just try the one you want. And if it doesn't work, then try the other. I wish so much I knew. I wish so much I knew. There's a certain percentage of my prayer life that fits in the frustration category. I know that most of you are too spiritual for that, but it fits in the frustration category because I don't know what to do. I don't know if I'm supposed to come out swinging or if I'm supposed to sit in a recliner and wait. And it's just one of those things you'll never step into out of a principle. You'll only step into out of a relationship. And a lot of what we try to do in the kingdom is we try to reduce to a concept instead of a walk, a journey.
I'm so glad that you watched this video. I do pray that it's a great, great strength and encouragement to you. And I've got a verse that really is my cry for all of us. And it's Psalms 20, it's verse 4. May he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. That's my prayer. That's my prayer, is that this would be the season of rich, rich fulfillment. Thanks for joining us.